Yeah, not fumble the ball or create turnovers.
Eddie, first series, it's been a few of those in a row now here, statement series with those guys up front and opening some room for it. What's going on?
I mean, they're going out there like they got a point to prove. You know, they're just as physical as any good old line in the league, and, you know, in running plays, you can definitely see that.
Did something happen to you that had starts coming out of the next series, or was that in the plan?
Oh, no, man. Breathing stuff, but...
Is it the asthma?
Yeah.
Okay.
How big of a performance was it from Aaron? I mean, he just continues to do it on one leg.
I mean, you know, with Aaron, you kind of run out of things to say. You have a lot of compliments to give, but, I mean, he's simply Aaron. You know, he's going to come out, he's going to play, he's going to play through, and he's going to play himself into a rhythm, and the team's going to rally behind him, and you've definitely seen that tonight.
How does it feel to go this deep in the playoffs where you've never been?
I've definitely never been here. And, I feel good. Physically, I feel good. You know, as a team, we all feel good, and we're just ready to, you know, head to next week.
What was it like on the sideline, Eddie, when Coach threw that red flag and everybody's, you know, on that apparent Des Bryant cut? Were you guys waiting, and...
Well, A-Rod knew it from Jump Street, so that kind of took some of the suspense out of it. But, you know, just... It was a big play, you know. I mean, if they would have caught it, then situation would have been different. But it gave us a chance to be able to run the clock out.
Hey, how proud are you of that rookie 1-7, the way he played? I mean, he'd been left out of the last couple weeks.
You know, big-time players make big-time plays, and tonight you definitely seen that. And even though he's just a rookie, you know, the plays that he made tonight, you know, I mean, they were amazing. Just the one catch when he shook the safety and, you know, brought it to the corner of the end zone, that was amazing. And then, was it third down when he caught it and broke the tackle and got up the field a little bit? I mean, he just made big plays,
Eddie,
and when we needed it.
What did Aaron say during the review that made you think it was going to get overtime?
Oh, he said, that's definitely incomplete. That's it.
How about the way you guys ran the ball today? You ran some people over as usual, like on a weekly basis.
Anytime we're able to get the running game going, it definitely helps out as far as passing the ball. And offensive line gave me great holes, and, you know, I was able to hit them and, you know, make a couple guys pay for it, I guess you could say.
It seems like you guys, when you guys were down, somebody needed to step up in 1-8. Randall Cobb just seemed to do that.
You know, Cobb's definitely a playmaker. Whether he's in the slot or he's motioning from the backfield to the slot, creating mismatches. And whenever the ball's in his hands, you never know what's going to happen, but you definitely know it's going to be a positive play.
Eddie, Seattle's higher elevation. Is there anything you can do to try and maintain the asthma, I guess, when you get to Seattle so you don't have to leave the
field? I played that before early, and I didn't have a problem, so it should be the same thing.
What are your initial thoughts on them? Or is it kind of fitting that you got to go through Seattle?
I mean, it's just going to be a war. This game, I mean, there's not too much you can say about it. They're ready. We're ready. We just got to tune in, focus, trust in our process, trust what we believe in, and know they're in our way for us to go to where we want to go.
7 days away. Is it going to be tough to wait that long?
Nah, man. Hey, everybody. Everybody's cool. One day at a time mentality, that's practice included, making sure we're on the same page. And, you know, when it's time, we'll know it's time.
You guys got beat up pretty good in September in Seattle. How much different is this team compared to that?
I mean, we're trusting in what we believe in a lot more than when the season first started. And that's both running and passing. You know, we believe in ourselves. We believe in the play calling. And, you know, as you can see, as the season went along, we got a lot better. So we just got to continue to ride this wave into this upcoming game.